He kept himself low, pressed into the dirty, wet ground. They wouldn't see him. He was far too careful and too good at what he did. The forest was his environment, his home, not theirs. They were the intruders, and coming here was the last mistake they were ever going to make. He bubbled with excitement, wanted to giggle, but even at this distance it could draw attention. So he remained silent, exercising patience as he had been taught. It was hard, because all he wanted to do was to leap up from the dirt and dash towards them, screaming manically, just to see the look of shock, then horror on their faces as he closed in on them. But that reaction, whilst exciting, did not justify possibly ruining everything. It would be nothing but a sweet hors d'oeuvre, and what he needed was a juicy main course. The pain, torture, and desecration he wanted to force on them was difficult to resist, but he had to, if only for a little longer. It would come soon enough. Things had to be done at the right time, for the good of the family. And the family were all growing impatient. The thing inside of them, that desire, that need, required release, and soon. It had been a long time since their urges had been sated, and this primal drive was now fighting to get out, causing the family to turn on each other. That was fruitless, they all knew it. But you could only hold back instinct for so long before the animal took over. Now they had fresh meat to feast on, and the banquet would be tasty indeed. He saw them trekking towards the woods, unaware of what awaited inside. Not just death, but torture and pain beyond their wildest, most vivid nightmares. A smile formed on his cracked lips. The excitement made him feel giddy. He squinted through the dirtied lenses of his binoculars. There were two women in the group which pleased him. The one with long, dark hair and a confident stride looked East Asian. It would be a thrill to watch that confidence crumble and melt into absolute fear. The other, the taller redhead, didn't carry herself with the same authority. Hers was the walk of a follower. Those types of women were the most fun to play with. They gave themselves over instantly, with no notion of fighting back. Putty to be moulded and abused, all in the hope that they would be spared. Foolish. And most exciting of all was a specific look they had, at a specific time. After being subjected to torment like they had never known, they would still pray for mercy. It was important that he toyed with them and dangle the carrot of freedom for a while, make them believe they had a slight chance to live through it. Then he would quickly and mercilessly quash all notions of survival. It was then, when all hope had been stripped away and they finally realized the inevitable was coming, that that look appeared in their eyes. A look of terror so pure and so raw, it never failed to get him off. So lost in his thoughts was he that it took him a moment to realize there was a stirring in his groin, pressing painfully into the mud. The group ahead was moving slowly, so there was time. He lifted his body a little and slid a thin, three-fingered hand into his dirtied underpants.